Tzav Aziras Os Yud. Pinchin Lamed Aleph. Kama Misonein Ha'odam Al Atzmo Lemur. Sometimes people like to complain about themselves or against themselves. Ayei b'chirasi ha'chafshi. Where is my b'chira chafshis? I don't feel that I have the ability to choose. Now you'll see, this piece is somewhat connected and related back to what we learned in Ozayin about the dangers of public opinion and not being able to free ourselves from public opinion. It's a little bit related to Oschess, where again we learned about a person who surrenders to his Yetzirah and simply says, I don't have the strength to fight. And it's connected to some pieces that are coming up, Os Yudalid, Chaf Aleph, Chaf Gimel, where he talks about Ratzon. What does it mean to have an emistic Ratzon? So we'll see. We'll talk a little bit about Ratzon today, in light of this piece and in light of Hanukkah. But he says, sometimes people say, I don't have free will. I can't choose. I can't do what I want to do. I feel tied down. Avosos means roped. Right? I feel that I'm asur, I'm tied. Ba'avosos ha'cheshek, with the ropes of desire. V'chemdas ha'olam. I feel like I can't choose to do what I want to do. I'm not making the choices in my own life. And what to reject, what to be repulsed by. I feel that whatever happens to me, happens to me. And I'm not fully in control of my situation. Person says, Where's my Bechira Chafshis? But realize and understand very well that every choice realize that what? That it's true that it is, and it has to be that every choice starts from the one who desires and not from something outside of himself. If you want to be someone who chooses, if you want to actualize that reality, that the choice begins from the one who desires and not from someone on the outside, then there needs to be, even before you make the choice, a sense of self. How can I choose if I don't exist? Again, a little bit related to what we learned in Ozayin about being swept downstream and not having your own opinions, your own voice, and your own strength. A little bit related to the other things that we learned in Ches and Tes, right? But if there's no essential I, if there's no essential self, so then of course a person can't choose. How can I choose if I don't exist? So muchrach mikodem lios haboch el atzmo. Before a person, right, chooses, a person has to choose himself and he has to choose to exist. She'ish prati nivdal atzmo. He has to be an independent human being. How can he have his own voice? How can he express his own voice? How can he find his own chelik in Torah? How can he serve Hashem in his unique way if there's no sense of individuality? And then he's able to be what he wants to be. Then he's able to actualize the ratzon that he claims to want to have. And if the person is not an independent thinking human being, if he's not able to establish his independent self, if he's just a member of the species, if he just identifies himself as part of the larger class called human beings, so then of course he doesn't have free will, because he's already made himself just one of a larger entity. He doesn't exist independently, that he should have his own free will. So he doesn't have a ratzon prati. He doesn't have his own bechira. Ki mi yivchar? Right? Who should choose in such a case? If I'm just part of the masses, so why would I think that I should be able to choose? Ki mi yivchar im zulas chukas haklal ein kan meuma? Who should choose? How could there be an ability to choose if there is no sense, again, of self other than the klal? That without the klal, he doesn't exist. So why should we look for an individualized expression of self? There is no self. You've admitted that I don't exist except by way of public opinion. I'll tell you a vart connected to this past week's parsha from the Sfas Emes. Not the Sfas Emes from Ger. Can I have a chumash, please? Not the Sfas Emes from Ger, but the Sfas Emes. There's another sefer called Sfas Emes. Birzan. Svasemis of Birzan. So he says that when Yosef Atzadik is struggling with Eishes Potiphar, we'll come back to a pasuk we've quoted numerous times recently. David Melech says in Tehillim, Kufyud Tes, under the entry for the letter Ches, Chishavti Derachai, Vashiv Raglai Eli Dosecha. I've calculated my ways, and my feet have returned, Chishavti Derachai, I've made a cheshbon of my ways, Vashiv Raglai, and my feet have come Eli Dosecha to your mitzvos. We gave several explanations the last couple of weeks on what that means. So the Sfasemis says, the Sfasemis of Berzan says the following vart. He says, Chishavti derachai. Sometimes I stop and I think, how much I care what someone's going to think of a choice that I made. Chishavti derachai. I think about how relevant it is to me that if I act a certain way, or if I dress a certain way, or if I date a certain girl, if I take a certain job, or if I learn a particular sefer, right? Or if I do this or I do that. Chishavti derachai. I think so much. I'm so worried what people might say, what people might think. Oh, wow, he's getting so frum. Oh, wow, he's not so frum. Oh, wow, he's so chassidish. He's growing payas. Oh, wow, he's so this, he's so that. Right? I'm so worried what someone might say about me. So says the Sfasemis, Chishavti derachai, so I thought about how much I care what people think about me. Vashivra aglai eli dosecha. Then I said to myself, so why don't I care as much about what a Kodesh Baruch Hu thinks about me? Vashivra aglai eli dosecha. I took that same concern where I was so worried that someone might misunderstand the way I'm acting or something that I said or something that I wrote or something that I thought or, right? God forbid someone should judge me, should look at me in a particular way. And that's not just pure nonsense, right? The Chassam Sofer has a famous tshuva where he says, the Chassam Sofer says, it's a remarkable thing, Chassam Sofer says, one of the most demanding things the Torah asks of us, Chassam Sofer writes this in a tshuva, not Chassam Sofer on Chumash. In a tshuva, the Chassam Sofer writes that one of the most demanding things that Hashem asks for us is the pasuk that says, V'hiyisa nikiyah me'Hashem u'mi'Yisrael, that a person should be naki, should be innocent, should be held in high esteem in the eyes of what? Of Hashem and the Jewish people. So the Chassam Sofer says, people think it's so hard to be in good favor in Hashem's eyes. Chassam Sofer says, it's much harder to make sure that people judge me favorably. And a person does have an achrayis. The way that a person acts, a person has an achrayis that he should act in a way that's mekadesh shem shemayim. And it's easier, says the Chassam Sofer, he says about himself, I feel that I've certainly met my obligations with regard to serving Hashem, but I don't know if people are pleased with me. It's very hard to make sure that everything that I did was pleasing in the eyes of people. Now again, to be able to do that without compromising on your principles in Torah, to be able to be staunch about what you believe in Torah, and yet to still have people who are not necessarily in tune with Torah respect you for it, that's a very chashuv thing. So says the Sfasemis, Chishavti derachai. I was so worried about how people think about me. Vashiv raglai el edosecha. So David Melech says, so why shouldn't I be equally concerned about edosecha, about your mitzvos? So Sfasemis brings it in this week's parsha because he connects it to Yosef HaTzadik. And I never really understood this pasuk until I saw this part. What does he say? Yosef says, Einenu gadol b'bayis hazeh mimeni, v'lo chasach mimeni ma'uma, ki emosach, b'asher at ishto. Ve'eicha aseh hara gadol hazos, v'chatasi le'elokim. Yosef says, I'm so embarrassed. Do you know how terrible it would look if Potiphar, who trusted me with everything in his house, if he caught me cheating on his wife, if I took his own wife? Right? Do you realize how embarrassed I'd be if Potiphar caught me in this act of adultery? And then Yosef says, v'chatasi le'elokim. And if I'm so embarrassed, I'm so ashamed of how it would feel if Potiphar knew that I was, God forbid, I succumbed to your temptation. So v'chatasi le'elokim, so a million times more I should be embarrassed that I gave into that temptation in the face of God. Hashem was with me in the room. Hashem was watching me do this avera. So how could I allow myself? I'd be so embarrassed if another human being was in the room right now. So alachas kam v'kam v'chatasi le'elokim. That's what David was saying. Chashavti derachai, when I think about how sensitive and how precise I am when I go amongst people to win their favor, how could I not do the same for Kodesh Baruch? It's a good part, no? No? I was very in a spell from that part. Okay? So again, so let's come back now. So if I'm not my own person, if I don't have a sense of self, right? If I don't exist independently, again, let's read the words. V'im ein ish haprati muvda la'atzmo rak min levad. If I'm just part of the species called human beings, I'm one of the Homo sapiens of planet Earth. Lo shayech bechira etzlo v'lo ratzon prati. So then there can't be any type of choice. There can't be an expression of my ratzon. Ki mi yivchar mzulas chukas aklal ein kan ma'uma. So who should choose if there's nothing, if there is no me, other than myself as viewed by what? Viewed by the masses. Again, being viewed by the masses is an important thing. I have to be worried about how my fellow Jews are going to perceive me. Less concerned about the world. But again, I have to be able to identify an independent self. Look what he writes here. Histakil na benafshecha. Take a look at yourself, he says. This is the key line in the piece. One of the two key lines. Hayim hotzeisa ata es amitus atzmecha. Have you discovered and have you brought to light? Hotzeisa ata es amitus atzmecha. Have you brought forth your true self? Have you discovered your true self yet? Hayim ish prati ata l'atzmecha or v'achelek min amin. Are you an independent person who thinks independently? Or again, do you just see yourself in relation to the tzibur at large? Min ha'enoshi. Am I just part of the human race? Katzemach v'abehema. The same way that a piece of grass relates to the world around it, and an animal relates to its relationship to planet Earth. So I'm just a human being on planet Earth. There's animals on planet Earth, there's plants on planet Earth, and there's humans on planet Earth. Shevacholi shiusam rachelek amin heim. Right? Or that the grass doesn't have an independent expression of self, it's just a grass. I'm a piece of grass. Ah, science will tell you there's, 10,000 different species of grass in the world. Okay, but I'm just a piece of grass. I'm just a cow. Right? So a piece of grass doesn't identify independently from any other piece of grass. Rakmashi yesh bekulam yesh bechol echad. The basic properties that exist by one exist by others. Because the grass doesn't have an neshama. The grass doesn't have a seichel. The grass doesn't have the koach hadibur by which to define itself. And therefore, a piece of grass does not operate on its own free will. It doesn't have a ratzon. It's not free to be the starting point of its own existence. And it operates within the cycle of life by which a piece of grass or an animal operates. It doesn't have the degree of free will which man could choose to live with. So how do I set myself apart? I dye my hair green? What do I do? How do I set myself apart? What do you do? How do you establish in a healthy way an independent self? In bidumus, kamus, sichlo, kamus, ritzono, kamus, levad. If it's just a question of quantity, if I assess myself by the quantity, right, by the kamus, by the amount of seichel, by the amount of ratzon. If everything is just measured in quantity, she'eino dama l'shal chaveiro, that I have more of X as opposed to my friend, that's how I set myself apart. I do more this, or I have more that, or I say more this. Halo af behema v'chaya midos kamusan einan shavos b'chol echad. Animals are also different. Some animals are a little bit bigger. Some animals are a little healthier. Some animals are a little smarter. Right? So within the animal kingdom, I could also identify every animal is unique. So if being unique is simply an expression of I have more of this or I have less of this, I'm a little stronger, I'm a little weaker, I'm a little smarter, I'm a little less wise. Yeah? So that's not a fair way to assess, because that's true in the animal kingdom as well. Hayalda kamus kocha. Ritzona v'efshar gam kamus daita. A younger person has more drive, more energy, more desire, perhaps even sharper mind, right? Halo made yellow, lamahu dome, like it says in Pirkei Avos. When you learn something when you're young, it sticks in a different way. It's more, it's yaseir al kamus hazakena. When we call makum netios v'chukas amen es kulan makifos, lo pratios lo ishios bocharos. So you can say, well, a young person has more this, an older person has more that, a rich person has more this, a wise person has more that, right? That's all true, but that's still operating again within the basic framework of things that all human beings have in varying degrees. So what really sets a person apart? What's the true expression of one's individuality? Mochach ha'ish, bottom paragraph, libadlo b'midas eichuso la'atzmo. It's not a question of quantity. It's a question of quality. How can I qualitatively set myself apart? What does that mean? That also has to be understood. It's not simply freeing myself from the shackles of the way of the world, the opinions of the world, the hanhagos of the world, right? The outlook of the world. It's not simply to free myself from them, which try to stop me from looking beyond, again, that accepted public worldview. I'm not just trying to free myself from the shackles of others, but I'm trying to develop a real atzmius, a real sense of self. It's one thing, again, very often we think it's enough to just, well, I'm not going to give in to the masses, but I don't yet know how to express my individuality in a healthy way. So I'll dye my hair green, because most people don't dye their hair green. Now, oh, wow, I'm such a yachid. I'm such an individual. I'm so chafshi, I'm so free in my thinking, right? So, yes, you're free in the sense that you've rebelled against the masses, but you haven't really, qualitatively, you haven't really said much with your green mohawk, right? You haven't really found your essence. Ki b'lo ze lo Yehudi af lo ishu. Look what he writes, three lines from the bottom. Because without this, without finding, again, qualitatively, what sets me apart, what's my chilek in Torah, what makes my neshama different, I haven't really become a Jew, and I haven't really become a human being. Because I haven't really distinguished myself from an animal or a piece of grass. Achshagam atzmis ishius udiyokan miyuchad la'atzmo yigala mikirbo. Rather, the goal is that a person should be megala his essential self. Batorah va'avoda, lo midas kamuso lavad tira. This is such an important line. What does it mean to be distinguished in Torah? So you think, well, if I stay in the base medrash the longest, if I learn the most, right? If I put in the most hours, if I finish the most blot, then I'll be the most distinguished in learning. That's a very Shana Aleph mentality. And sometimes that type of competition in the base medrash gets people going at the beginning, but it's very shallow. Because that means if I don't win the race, if I don't become the top guy, if I'm not billing the most hours, then eventually I decide that my learning's not important. My learning's not of a high quality. And the truth is, you're not measuring quality, you're measuring quantity. And that's a mistake, he says. So in Torah and Avodah, which is what really matters in terms of expressing the essential self, turn the page, the goal is to be able to express my Torah, my avoda, with a sense of individuality, not merely where I'm calculating quantity. But to discover my quality. What makes my Torah? What's my chelek in Torah? What do you mean my chelek in Torah? What is that word? What do those words even mean? V'seinchal keinu b'sorasecha. Hashem, help me find my chelek in Torah. Hashem says, what do you want? Everyone has Bava Kama. I'm not making you your own Bava Kama. What do you mean your own Bava Kama? What do you mean saying Chalkeinu B'Sorasecha? And the answer is that obviously within Torah, yes, operating within a general framework that we're all operating within, but there's room to discover my connection, my unique understanding of Bava Kama, my unique understanding of every Pasuk in Chumash, as we'll see in the second thing we do today. Look what he says. Derech ze lo batorah vezeh ba'avoda. This is my derech in Torah and avoda. And again, it's not different for the sake of being different. But it's discovering really what are the needs of my soul. How does my soul express itself? V'chidosh hazeh batorah kishirah. When you find that sense of novelty in Torah, oseder ba'avoda zeh kishiyimtza yakira hakol sheshel lo meidzeh v'ovedzeh ima. So much so, it'll be so identifiably yours that when someone encounters it, they'll say, oh, this belongs to so-and-so. Look what he says. Because you have a definitive tzura, right? Tzura means what? A shape, a form. There's a form. Diyukan. There's a diyukan. Means what? There's an image. Yeah? The most diyukno shall aviv appear to him. Yosef Atzadik, when he was fighting against Eishes Potiphar. And his father appears to him in the window. He saw the image of his father, the Gemara in Sotah, Daf Lamed Vav. Dumus diyukan shel aviv appeared to him in the window. The tzaddikim say that when we say, Mizmor le David, Hashem Rovi lo echzar, Hashem, be by my side, don't abandon me. Yeah? Gam ki elach begeitz al maves lo yirah ki atayim adiyah. I have nothing to worry about because you're with me. The same way that Yosef saw his father, a Jew in whatever situation he finds himself in has to be able to see what? Has to be able to see the reflection of Avinu Shemashamayim. Some of Farshim say that when Yosef saw himself in the window, what he really saw was his own reflection. And he saw that he started to look like his father as he was getting older. He saw his own reflection. We know that Yosef had a similar image in terms of his physical appearance to his father. So he saw a reflection of his father in himself. When a Jew finds himself, Gam ki elach begeitz al maves, I'm in a dark situation, and I look in the mirror, and I see a reflection of myself. What I'm really seeing is a reflection of my father, Avinu Shemashamayim. I'm recognizing that there's a spark of Hashem inside of me. And I see it. I see that reflection. Binos desha yar bitzeni. The Svarim HaKadoshim say that desha, binos desha yar bitzeni. We say in that parak. Yeah, Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem roi lo echsar. The Kabriner, Rav Moshe of Kabrin, in the Sefer Imros Moshe, in the section on Amuna, the Kabriner says the way to read the pasuk is the following. The way to read the pasuk is Hashem roi. The fact that Hashem is my shepherd, lo echsar. I should never lose that reality. I should never stop thinking that Hashem is shepherding me, even when I feel abandoned. Hashem roi. The fact that Hashem is my shepherd, lo echsar. I shouldn't lose that awareness. That Hashem is by my side at all times. That's how the Kabriner and the Rebbe of Nishchiz, also in his Sefer, that's how they teach the pasuk. Pasuk pshat is Hashem roi lo echsar. Right, Hashem is my shepherd, and therefore I won't be lacking. I won't go hungry. But no, the fact that Hashem is my shepherd, lo echsar, I shouldn't forget that awareness. I shouldn't lose that reality. So the Svarim HaKadoshim say, binos desha yar bitzeini, desha is rashi tevos, diyukno shel aviv. Desha is diyukno shel aviv. Because wherever I go, I have to be able to see my father's reflection. The gam keilach begeitz al maves lo yirah ki ata yimadi. Because I can see the reflection of the bonus sholem. And again, that reflection is not just my father shining from a distance, not Yaakov Avinu in some Kabbalistic way, shining his presence into Mitzrayim. It's Yosef Kepshuto seeing his own reflection in the glass and saying, wow, I have a piece of my father in me. I have a lot of my father in me. And I need to make the choice that my father would make. My father, Yaakovinu, who was so careful in Inyanei Arayos, have to make the right choice with Eishes Potiphar. Yeah.
Yeah, so with that, he's also saying that yourself, but you're also being shaped by other things. Right? Like, do you know Shalabit?
Right.
Right? It's not, like, so people look easy to think, like, I can't, like, you hear, like someone telling you, like, you have to do yourself, you have to do this and that.
You feel me? I have no connection to anyone else.
No, like, you're getting yourself from somewhere.
Right.
From somewhere.
Right. That's why I'm saying part of our chelek in Torah is just the order in which I learn Torah. Everyone's learning the same Torah. It's just a question of, now again, you could say, what do you mean? We learn the Torah in different ways. But even if we were to learn the exact same Torah, right? No one learns the Torah in the exact same order. We've all come to different sections of Torah, and different mesechtos, and different svarim, at different stages of our life. So b'sach hakol, when you get to the end, the order by which I came to certain ideas, right? I mean, had I not seen that idea to connect it now to Tzav Zeros, to connect it next, whatever order we encounter Torah, that becomes our chilek in Torah. So you're right. We're not trying to discover something that no one else has ever discovered. But there's and that's his point. Don't get caught up in the superficiality of what it means to be an individual. Recognize it's a nuanced thing that when I find my chilek in Torah, that someone else is able to identify. Oh, that's so-and-so's chilek in Torah. Look what he says here. It's great. In the fourth line. Derech HaRambam Zal L'mashal. The Rambam, for example. If I show you a piece of Rambam, again, maybe not all of us are able to do this yet, but there gets to a point when you've learned enough Rambam, you've learned enough Ramban, you've learned enough Rashi, you've learned enough different Svarim and different Rishonim and Achronim and Tzadikim and different styles, that if I show you a Keta, I show you a paragraph from a certain Sefer without showing you what Sefer it's from, you can identify, oh, I know this. This is a piece of Ramban. Oh, this is a piece of Rashi. Oh, this is a Rambam. Yeah? Oh, this is clearly from Lakuta Maran. Oh, this is definitely Sfas Emes. There's a style. There's a unique style and expression of one's Torah. The derech of the Rambam, the mashal, is nikar b'torah v'chachmal atzmo. If you look at a piece of Rambam, you know it's the Rambam. You're not going to mistake the Rambam for the Ramban. V'derech Ramban la'atzmo. A Ramban has a certain style to it. What do you mean? What does that mean, it has a certain style to it? If you learn enough of it, you'll see that the Ramban has a certain way that he expresses himself. That's his chilek in Torah. V'kol kach lama, and why is that so? V'bnei she'ez atzmo u'diokan shalom yuchal ishiyuso ha'mavdel t'minzu laso kol echad ayadeh Torah v'chach magila. The reason is because the Rambam and the Ramban found their chilek in Torah, they revealed it to the world to express themselves in that honest and true individual way. A true sense of self. Yeah, Elliot, what do you want to say?
I just want to know what page on Sotadaf is.
Sotadaf Lamed Vav. Why Sotadaf Lamed Vav is a great question. Maybe I'll tell you soon. V'lo arze levanon ke'ela levat. And not only for the arze levanon. Poetic language. The cedars of Lebanon. Means not only for the big tzaddikim. You don't have to be the Rambam to have a chelek in Torah that's identifiable. I always say when I read this piece, I think of my own father. People know what type of style my father has. Right? If you know anyone who knows my dad and his style of Torah, knows that if you see a certain piece of Torah, oh, Dr. Weinberg would like that shtickle Torah. He's not the only one in the world who likes gematrias, but sometimes you see a Torah, and you know, Dr. Weinberg would like that type of, that's his type of Torah. Right? And if you know him well enough, you also know which type of Torah is not exactly his type of Torah. So everyone has the things that they're that he doesn't like any aspect of Torah. But I'm saying we all have things that we feel a very intense connection to, and other things which is, of course it's Torah and I love it, but that's not my chelek. Why? Where does that come from? It comes from a healthy identification of one's soul. And it's not only for Arzei Levanon. It's not only for the cedars of Lebanon. It's not only for the greatest Jews of all time. Ragam kulanu anachnu ezove kir. Esurasu udiyokno amiyuchad lo. Al kol echad legalos. Every person has to try to find his individual form of expression of Yiddishkeit. Ukevia ishius va'atzmius amiyuchadis lo asher yigaleh. To whatever degree you have this healthy sense of self, only then can you begin to choose. Only then can a person say, I have a ratzon, I have a desire to do something, and I feel that I can make those choices. But the desires that I have are my choice, not things that are imposed upon me by the world or my Yitzhahara v'chulu. Ha'ale atzmacha min ha'olam. Elevate yourself, he concludes. Lift yourself above the world. V'galei es ishiyuscha mimin ha'enoshi. And reveal yourself. Set yourself apart from the people of the world, from the entire human race. V'tiel ish bocher v'oved es Hashem. And be a person who has b'chira chafshus, who can choose, a person of free will. A person who doesn't say what we said in the opening line, that what? Ayei b'chira siya chafshus. I don't feel that I can choose. I don't feel that I have the ability to choose. Rather, become the type of person who's able to what? To be bocher, that which he desires. Okay? Now, of course, I'll just remind you of a story that we've shared in the past. The Chiddush Arim was visited by the Rebbe of Tzanz, by the Divrei Chaim. And he said to the Divrei Chaim, I know that you're very fond of Chiddush Torah. I want to show you a big Chiddush. I want to show you a big Chiddush. So he's all excited. He figures, you know, he just came up with a whole new Mahalach and a Sugya, or something in Avodas Hashem, or some deep Hasidic teaching. Yeah, he takes him into the back room. The Chiddush Arim takes the Divrei Chaim into the back room, and he shows him his grandson, the Sfas Emes, who was a baby at the time, lying in his crib. And he points to the Sfas Emes and he says, you see this boy? This is the Chiddush that I wanted to show you. This is the Chiddush that I wanted to show you. You're going to see what a Chiddush he's going to be. What a Chiddush. He's going to change the world. But that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every time a child is born, a Jewish child is born, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, look at what a chiddush this child is going to be. He's going to find his chelek in Torah. And it's going to be unique. Like the Rambam was unique, like the Ramban was unique. No, each and every one of us, we have to look at ourselves and say, I can also. I'm going to discover my essential self and I'm going to be unique. I'm going to be a chiddush. I'm going to bring something new to the world of Torah. Now we could spend the time talking about individuality and how the Yevanim wanted to destroy our individuality, which is certainly true. And the Yevanim didn't want us to think that we had a chelek in Torah. The famous decree of the Yevanim was what? Kisvu al keren ashur she'ein lechem chelek belokei Yisrael. That the Yevanim wanted us to not feel that we have a chelek, that there's no sense of individual, no sense of individuality in one's avodas Hashem. So we could talk about that, but I want to talk really about the first part, because the pieces that are coming up are also going to elaborate on this theme, and it's a major Hanukkah theme, which is the inyan of what? Expressing one's ratzon. Because again, we started off by saying that if the reason he spoke about finding oneself is to be able to come to one's bechira, to be able to choose, to have ratzon, to be able to express one's ratzon, to be able to feel that my desires are truly my own choices, and I'm not being controlled by the world around me. Why is this a very, very much nogeya to Chanukah? Because we say in the B'mei Matizyahu, in source number 1, the Divanim came not only Lashkicham Torasecha, but La'avira Mechuke Ritzonecha. That the Divanim were targeting the Ratzon of a Jew. That a Jew shouldn't be able to express his Ratzon. And every time we stand by the menorah and we shine our light out to the world, we're saying, Rabbona Sholem, I want to believe that I have an independent Ratzon. That my Ratzon is not going to be controlled by some large army of very smart people called the Syrian Greeks, called the Divanim. But I want to have my own Ratzon. And I want to express my own soul, which is really an expression of my ratzon. If I can identify my neshama, if I can recognize my own nefesh, then I can have my own ratzon. What do I mean by that? Fasemis brings numerous times in his writings on Chanukah from his grandfather, the Chedusha Rebbe, who we just mentioned a moment ago. The Fasemis writes, for example, in Tafresh Lamed Vav, in source number 2, he says, my grandfather, the Chedusha Rebbe, would explain based on Chazal, that when the Gemara says psilos ushmanim she'amru chacham ein madlikim ben b'shabbes madlikim ben b'chanukah, when the halacha tells us that wicks and oils which are not fit to be used for neros Shabbos can be used for neros Chanukah, that's a halacha. The types of oils, the quality of oils and wicks that can be used on Chanukah are greater, are more expansive, there's more choices than on Shabbos. The reason is as follows. What it means is that a Jew who can't feel lit up on Shabbos. Shabbos is very lofty. It's hard sometimes to tap into the Kedusha of Shabbos. But even a Jew who can't burn on Shabbos can burn on Chanukah. Can feel his slavas on Chanukah. Can feel connected to Hashem on Chanukah. The psilos and the shemanim, the wicks and the oils that don't burn brightly on Shabbos, burn brightly on Chanukah. It means those souls that are not pure. And he says the following, nefesh, third line, Rashi Tevos, ner psila shemen. Ner psila shemen. Nefesh is Rashi Tevos, ner. Ner means the candelabra, or the cup that's going to hold the oil. Right, that the kli. Psila is the wick, and shemen, of course, is the fuel, is the oil. So therefore what? Ve'elu she'en lehem aliyah b'shabbis, haynu she'or misach seich behem. Those that can't catch on fire on Shabbos, that the light jumps around, the light's not steady by them. Ve'en nimshachen, it's not able to draw from the reservoirs of oil so deeply. V'kol makom yesh aliyah lehem b'chanukah. But on Chanukah, everyone feels Chanukah. The Chiddush of Chanukah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down lower than He ever comes, below 10 Tfachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dips down to a very low place. We say in the Ezra Savoseinu, right before Shemona Esrei, it's clear in the Nusach Svard version, we say, Mashpil Geyim, what's the Lashon? Ade Aretz, Magviya Shvalim, Ademar. What does it mean? Pasha Pshat means that Hashem is mashpil geyim, a person who's haughty, HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws him to the ground. And the person who's shofel, Hashem lifts up. That's pashup shot. Haughty people Hashem crushes, and humble people Hashem lifts up. Rav Asher of Stolen, Tzuchus Yagin Aleinu, explained that mashpil geyim aderet means that Hashem throws down lofty things on Chanukah. Hashem sends His light down to a lower place than He normally goes. L'mata me'asar tfachim. Hashem goes below 10 tfachim. The Gemara Tzukah says Hashem doesn't usually go below 10 tfachim. Mashpil geyim adayaretz. Hashem sends down lofty things on Chanukah to low places. For what purpose? To lift up shvalim ademar. To lift up lowly Jews. That they also should have a kesher with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. On Shabbos, it's not everyone can feel on Shabbos. On Chanukah, everyone can feel. Nefesh, ner psila shemen, illuminates even the lowest nefashos. But I told you, we're trying to understand how a person who has a healthy sense of nefesh, a person who's mindful of his soul, his individual soul, is the type of person who can what? Who can make choices. Who has the ability to what? To serve Hashem the way that he wants to serve Hashem, the way that he should serve Hashem. It's interesting. The word nefesh in Tanakh sometimes means ratzon. For example, the first example that comes to mind, maybe the first place that appears in the Chumash, is in Parshas Chayisah. When Avram is negotiating Bar Samach Pelah, Vayadabri Tam Lemor in source number 3, Im Yeshas Nafshechem, Likboris Meisi Milfanai, Shema'uni Ufiguli Be'efron Ben Socher. If you have a nefesh, and you want me to bury my dad here, do me a favor and get me a conversation. Allow me to have a meeting with Ephron. Says Rashi, Nafshechem, what does Nafshechem mean? Rashi says, Nafshechem means your Ratzon. Rashi says, it's a Lashon of Ratzon. So therefore, on Chanukah, when every soul is lit, Ner, Shemen, Psila, Nefesh, when every Nefesh is lit on Chanukah, it means that a Jew finds a new Ratzon on Chanukah. The Yevanim came, Lahavir Mechuke Ritzonecha. And on Chanukah, a Jew's Nefesh is rekindled. His ability to what? To establish himself independently, courageously and independently, against the nations of the world, and against his own Yetzirah. The Medrash points out in Tehillim that if you look in Tehillim Parak Yud Gimel, you have four expressions that begin Ad Ana. In Pasuk Beis, in source number 5, Ad Ana Hashem, Tishkacheni Netzach, will Hashem forget me forever? Number 2, Ad Ana Tastiras Panecha Mimeni, will Hashem hide His face from me forever? Number 3, Ad Ana Oshis Eitzos Bin Nafshi, Yagon Bilvavi Yomam. And lastly, Ad Ana Yarum Oivi Alai. Until when will Hashem allow our enemies to rise up against us? If you look in the Medrash Ohar Tov on Tehillim, and the Imre Amos and a few of his pieces on Chanukah, and one piece in Parshas Miketz elaborates on this, he says the Medrash tells us that these four Ad Anas correspond to the four exiles. Which means that the third one that corresponds to Yavan is the one that I bolded for you. Ad Ana Oshis Eitzos Benafshi. The Imre Amos talks about it, Kedarko Bekodesh, in his own way. But I'd like to suggest, again, based on what we're explaining, that the reason that this one corresponds to Yavan is because Yavan comes to uproot the Ratzon of a Jew. La Viram es Chukei Ritzonecha. The Yavanim want to destroy our Ratzon. And therefore, on Chanukah, a person needs to what? A person needs to what? Is to start seeking counsel of his own Nefesh, of his own Ratzon. Again, Nefesh being a code word for Ratzon. Nefesh being a code word for Chanukah, Ner Psila Shemen. But Nefesh being a code word for Ratzon. And it's interesting, because if you look in Pasuk Dalet, David HaMelech says, Habita Aneni Hashem Elokai Ha'ira Einai Pen Ishan Hamavis. Illuminate my eyes. Now, if we just mentioned four different expressions that correspond to the four exiles, so why do we immediately go afterwards and say, illuminate my eyes? So I would answer the following. The Medrash says that the Yavanim came to darken our eyes. The Medrash says in source number 4 that Choshech is Galus Yavan. Sorry, it's source number 6. Source number 6. It says, Tohu, Bohu, Choshech, Pnei Sohom, the beginning of the Torah. That Hashem, when He created the world was desolate, and the world was dark, and the world was void. Tohu refers to Bavel. Bohu refers to Madai. Choshech refers to who? To Yavan. Shechshicha Einayim Shel Yisrael B'gzeroseim, that they made our eyes dark with their decrees. Al Pnei Sohom, the fourth expression at the beginning of the Torah, corresponds to Galus Edom, the Galus we're in today. So Chavra, work with me for a second here. What does the Torah say next? After the Torah alludes to these four negative kochos, Tohu, Bohu, Choshech, Al Pnei Sohom, Ruach Elokim Rechefes Al Pnei Amayim, which alludes to Mashiach, and then what? Vayomer Elokim, Yehi Or. Why does Hashem respond to Choshech first? You just told me there's going to be Tohu, Bohu, Choshech, and Tohom. So the Sefer Beis Genazai from Rav Rafal Luria says, and he has an essay where he says that you see from here that Yavan is really the worst of the four exiles. The fact that after Hashem says Tohu, Bohu, Choshech, Apnei Sohom, and Hashem feels a need to immediately respond to who? To Yavan, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, to correspond to the Choshech right away. The Choshech is the most threatening. I would like to suggest that David HaMelech is doing the same thing here in Tehillim Yud Gimel. That when it says, Ad Ana, these four expressions, and yet, which one is the most dangerous? The third one, which corresponds to Yavan. Ad Ana Oshis Eitos Benafshi. The Choshech of Yavan, which causes the Jews to lose his Ratzon, lose his Nefesh, lose his essence. That's what the Yavanim were trying to do. They were trying to destroy the essence of a Jew. Timu kol hashmanim. that there would be no soul left. The shemen also corresponds to the soul. There would be no expression of the soul that was left. We would become robotic servants of whatever we were serving, whatever wisdom we chose to serve. And therefore, David HaMelech also, just like the Torah says, "Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or," so too David HaMelech says in Pasuk Dalet, "Ha'ir Einai." David says back immediately, "Illuminate my eyes," which means also illuminate my intellect, illuminate my mind, illuminate my soul, to allow me to what? To have a ratzon, that I should be able to find my chelek in Torah. As long as a Jew has a sense of self, then he's able to have a chelek in Torah. If not, kisvu lechem al karen ashor she'in lechem chelek b'lokei Yisrael. Then we lose our chelek to Torah, and we lose our chelek in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Where do you see that there's a connection between darkness and ratzon? So it's very interesting. The Satmar Rebbe pointed out that when Rashi says in Shemos, in Parshas Bo, by the Makos, that by the Makah of Choshech, we know that one of the reasons Hashem made the Makah of Choshech, Rashi gives a few explanations, but one of Rashi's explanations is, V'lama hevi aleihem Choshech, in source number 7, why did Hashem bring Choshech? Because many Jews were going to die. The Satmar Rebbe pointed out, what separated the Jews who died and the Jews who didn't die? Sam Rebbe was medayik in Rashi. Shayu Yisrael bo sa'ador rishaim, v'lo hayu rotzim. Let's say, the Jews, the 4/5 who didn't make it out of Mitzrayim were the Jews who what? Who didn't want to make it out of Mitzrayim. The punishment for a person who doesn't want is choshech. That in the choshech, the Jews who didn't have ratzon died. So again, you see an amazing link between choshech and ratzon. That the Yavanim who brought Choshech to the world were trying to destroy our Ratzon. We're just trying to destroy our Nefesh. And of course the response is again, Ner, Psila, Shemen. When we light the menorah, we're rekindling our souls. That even a soul that can't feel Shabbos Kodesh can say, Yesh es nafshachem. Yes, I do have a Ratzon. I do have a desire. I do have an essential self. And I'm not going to give in to the cultural norms, which again the Greeks were so fond of and established in our world that again, still exists till today. Yeah.
Who said the thing that we see from the British
Sra
that
Yavan Zor
says
here? You see Yavan Zor's because the Pasuk says right after it goes through these four expressions, it says Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or. That's when they say for Beis Genazai. Beis Genazai, Gimel Nun Zayin Yud, or Rafael Luria. He's no longer alive.
Any relation?
I'm not sure. Writes very deep song. Bestoya not so long ago. Like very, very recently. Okay, so you see a link between Choshech and Ratzon. The key to winning on Chanukah is Ratzon. Says the Siach Sarfei Kodesh, quoting from the Chidushei Arim, in source number 8. Hatove Yisrael HaKadmonim HaYomrim Psilos Ushmanim Shein Madlikim Ben B'Shabbos Madlikim B'Chanukah Hainu HaNefashos Asher Shabbos Lo Yuchal Orosan Chanukah Yuchal Orosan. Like we saw from the Chidushei Arim, that the souls that can't be kindled on Shabbos are kindled on Chanukah. V'haya omer chedush erim zechus yagin aleinu. Shegam osan asher hima biyad libam. She'ein lehem makom lazor. Yochlo liyos nezar b'chanukah. Even those people who feel that they've lost control, that their heart is in their hands, so to speak, that they're not in control of their soul anymore, that their body has conquered their soul, they can be helped on Chanukah. Why? Mishum she'oz heima hayu shoichvin b'lo yuchlu liga uvelo ezer v'akadosh baruch hu maser temeim b'yad tahorim v'risham b'yad tzadikim v'zeidim b'yad oskis orasecha. Because on Chanukah, it was also a time where we were way behind. We were terribly outmanned. And we were greatly the underdogs in this match. And yet, we pulled off an unbelievable victory. That the Tmeim went into the hands of the Torah, the Rasham to the Tzadikim, the Zeidim Biaros Kisar Secha. But look at the last few words. Says the Chidush Arim, Rakshia Ratzon Lezeh Al Kolpanim. On Chanukah, it doesn't make sense that a little bit of oil should last so long. It doesn't make sense that a Jew is getting so terribly beaten by his Yetzirah should all of a sudden rediscover himself. But on Chanukah, we reawaken the Nefesh, near Psila Shemen, we reawaken the Ratzon. We say, Ad ana ashes eitas benafshi, it's time to take control of my soul once again, to fight against the Choshech, which took Jews in Makas Choshech because they didn't have a Ratzon. And I say, Rabbanu Shalom, I do have a Ratzon. I have a Ratzon, I'm going to fight back, and I'm going to pull off an unbelievable upset and rediscover myself from, again, from amongst all of the blockage and all of the things that are preventing me from being who I'm supposed to be. It's interesting that the word choshech, there's another word that's very similar to the word choshech that appears many times in Tanakh. We probably recognize it most readily from Akedas Yitzchak. That by the Akedah, after Avram was had proven that he's committed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malach tells him, Avram, don't do anything. You don't have to harm the boy at all. Why? Because now I know that you are God-fearing. And it says at the end of Pasuk Yud Beis in source number 9, V'lo chasachta as binchas yechid chamimeni. And the Malach says to him again, because lo chasachta, I'm going to give you a big bracha. The word, right, chasach and choshech are the same letters. It's a shin and a sin, which are somewhat interchangeable. What does chasach mean? Very similar to the word choshech. Same letters as choshech. Chasach means what? What was the Malach saying? Avram, you're tzaddik. You know why? Because lo chasach, you didn't hold back. You didn't let anything get in your way. There's a famous statement. It's not really a chazal. Different tzaddikim bring it. That ein davar omeid b'fnei haratzon. There's nothing, there's no mania, there's no blockage that could stop a person of ratzon. Lo chasachta. Rabbi Nachman, in the Likutei Moran, Lamed Vav, talks about these psukim. You don't have it on the page in front of you. But basically he says that chasachta means that there's a mania, that there's some type of blockage in my life. Chasachta is related to choshech. There's a choshech, there's a darkness, that my whole life is shrouded in darkness. And the way to break through that, ein davar omed b'fnei haratzon. A person who has a strong ratzon, again, will have the ability to conquer all darkness. So the Piyazat Sarabi says, so don't walk around your whole life saying, ayyei b'chirasi yachavshis. Where's my free will? Why don't I have free will? If you really want it, chevra, then go do it. That's the bottom line. The person says, I want to come to shir, but. No, then you don't want to come to shir. Period. If I want to come to shir, so come to shir. Who's stopping you? I'm not good at getting up. What is that? Lo chasachta, esbincha mimeni. Don't hold back. Have a little ratzon. If you really want it, then make it happen. Someone came to Rabbi Nachman one time. It's in the Chaim Moran, in source number 10. And he came to Rabbi Nachman and he said, Rabbi, ani roitze liyos is kasher. I want to be a good Jew. I really want to be. So Rabbi Nachman said back to him, Ve'eshev, lo Rabbeinu zechrono levracha. Rabbeinu said back to him, Vilstu aber velen. You want to want. Because if you really want, what's stopping you? I want to be an Er L'Chayyid. Ich will sein an Er L'Chayyid. Rabbi, ich will sein an Er L'Chayyid. I want to be an Er L'Chayyid. So be an Er L'Chayyid. I don't want to do the Severa. So don't do the Severa. No, but you don't understand. It's so hard. So don't do it. Do you have any sense of self? Yeah?
Oh, just to take a step back, it also makes sense that, if we're saying the whole thing of Hanukkah is to Ratzon, and to stand up above the cultural norm, and that not stepping up against the cultural norm is equipped to darkness, it makes sense that we light a menorah.
Correct. Correct.
Did you say that already?
That's correct. We didn't say it like that.
Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
We have things light out of it.
Absolutely. That's correct. Yeah.
So is it saying that any of the error saying that if we don't.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Any of the error that you do, you don't want to not do. That's correct. You want to. There's a part of you that wants to want. We said last year from the Simcha Bunim. The Simcha Bunim of Prashishka said up to 10 times a person can say, I want, up to 10 times. It's still considered a. Something real. So a person might say, I want to do this, but if I'm not doing it, then I don't really want to do it. I might want to do it. I may not even be able to say that. I want. Yeah? That's why Shalash Shudas is called Rava de Ravin, right? The Ratzon of Ratzon. At Shalash Shudas on Shabbos, we have a very honest and real moment with ourselves where I say, this is what I want. This is who I want to be. And if I'm not ready to say that, at least I can say, Rava de Ravin, I want to want. I want to get to the point. I want to learn Torah all the time. I don't really want to learn Torah all the time, but I want to be the type of person who wants to learn Torah all the time. That's Rava de Ravin.
But is this saying that once you do fall and do succumb to an error, then that is a lack of emunah?
Yeah. Because if you really believe, if we, you, I'm not going to say you, if I really believed, that there's schar and onesh, the person's going to have to answer for the things that we do, then I wouldn't do it. The fact that I'm willing to trade in this avera for whatever, you know, for whatever pleasure I get out of doing this avera, versus what the reality is of a person who sins against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I obviously don't get it. Because if I really did get it, if I really believe that avera is like a fire, the same way I cannot put my hand in a fire, I cannot do an avera. Not able to. If I can still put my hand in the fire, I obviously don't think it's a fire. I don't care enough. But the key is to have a ratzon. The key is to have a ratzon. A person who has a ratzon can achieve anything. And a person without ratzon no longer exists. That's what the Piyazists are saying. You're not even an animal. You're not even a piece of grass. You simply don't exist if you don't have an independent ratzon. They tell a Maisa that the Vilna Gaon one time was walking down the streets of Vilna. And he saw that people were saying, "Oh, Vilna Gaon, Vilna Gaon. Oh, look, the Vilna Gaon." I don't know if this story is true or not. I saw it in the Sefer HaMayan HaNitzchi in Parshas Truma. He says the Vilna Gaon was walking down the street, and everyone said, "Ooh, the Vilna Gaon, the Vilna Gaon." And all the little kids, "Ooh, wow, look, the Vilna Gaon, the Vilna Gaon." So the Vilna Gaon stopped, and he went over to them, and he said to them, "You're all correct. You are absolutely right. And all of you could be Vilna Gaons also." Look what he said. Where's Bolton? "Kol echad yachol litzmach gaon muflag b'torah." You could also be a gaon in Torah. "No, Rabbi, I can't. I want to, but I can't." Rabbi Nachman, "Ich will sein an Erlich Yid. I want to be an Erlich." Rabbi Nachman says, "So be an Erlich Yid." The Vilna Gaon turned to the people and said, "You could also be a Gaon in Torah. The same way I became the Vilna Gaon." And he said, in Yiddish, right, "Vil means will, or ratzon. Nar means what? Only. Vil nar Gaon. Only with ratzon did I become a Gaon. Vilner Gaon. Only with will did I become the Gaon. And if you have enough will, you'll also become a Gaon. And if you don't care enough, you'll spend your whole life saying, 'Nah, but where's my Bechira? I don't feel that I have the ability to choose.'" Because you don't want to choose. You don't want to choose. You're not trying to become something. So Vilner Gaon said, "Vilner Gaon. Im rachtir tzel yoz Gaon. Tuchal achein yoz Gaon. Vim eincha Gaon, if you don't become a Gaon, then simon shechaser lecha ratzon lekach. Then you obviously don't want to become the Gaon." Now obviously, each person lefi madrei gasa. That's exactly the point of the Piyazetza. You don't have to be the Rambam or the Ramban, but you can be a Gaon in your own way. A Gaon means that you leave your mark on the world. You leave your mark on the world in an authentic way, right? That you had a chiddush. Your chiddushim don't have to be like Rav Chaim Brisker's chiddushim, but be a chiddush. Live in a way that expresses a sense of individuality. That I want to be something. In Lekutei Halachos, in Source 13, Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nassan, they tell us, based on earlier Kadmonim, that the name of Hashem to Mechavein, when one lights the candles, there are many, many things, many deep Kabbalistic Kavanos, but the name Ehyeh, Aleph Heh Yud Heh, which is the name of Hashem, is a name that's deeply connected to Hanukkah. The Svarim say, in Lekutei Halachos, he brings, Rabbi Nassan says, "Vizeh b'chinas mash'isa b'kavanos Hanukkah, 21 times 21 is gematria emes. Because when I light the menorah, I'm coming to an akud of emes within myself. I'm getting honest with myself. I'm being mechavin this eke times eke. So I think that's the reason, if you go back now to source number 12, that's the reason that when Hashem came to first teach the Jewish people how to get out of Mitzrayim, how to pick themselves up out of the mud called Mitzrayim, and to move towards Geula, and to get the Torah, what does Hashem say to them? Hashem says, "Vayomer Elokim Moshe, Ehayeh Asher Ehayeh. I will be what I will be." Hashem saying to them, find the nekudah of emes inside of yourself. Eke times eke. Right? Aleph Hey Yud Hey. 21 times 21 is emes. And that's why I think the pasuk says, "Vayomer Ko." So Amar Levnei Yisrael. This is the secret of Ko, of Chafei Kislev, of Hanukkah. The secret of Hanukkah is this pasuk, Ehayeh Asher Ehayeh. What is it? What do the words actually mean? Ehayeh, this is what I want to be. Ratzon. Ehayeh means ratzon. And ehayeh, asher ehayeh, a double ratzon, right? I want to want. At the very least, I want to want. To try to begin, again, the process of picking oneself up and dusting oneself off from the world and becoming something. The famous Gemara, of course, of Hanukkah, we'll wrap up with this final point. The famous Gemara about Hanukkah is the Gemara of my Hanukkah. Svasemis points out a very interesting thing, that after all of the halachas of Hanukkah are presented by the Gemara, then the Gemara finally says, "My Hanukkah, what is Hanukkah?" Totally out of order. You should say, "My Hanukkah, have this famous Gemara. The Tana Rabbanan, B'chafei B'kislev, on the days of Hanukkah, tell me the story, they found the Pach Shemen. Why on earth does it go through all the halachas of Hanukkah? And then, by the way, oh, my Hanukkah, what's Hanukkah? So Sfasemis explains, because there's a feeling that after everything that we've learned about Hanukkah, we still don't know what Hanukkah is. Even after we've studied it all, we still say, my Hanukkah, what's Hanukkah? It's such a mystery. What is Hanukkah? But I think the mystery goes a step deeper. I think my Hanukkah, I think the Gemara, well, of course, B'derech HaPshat, the Gemara is asking a question, I think the Gemara is actually giving us an answer. The Gemara is saying that my Hanukkah, my is Hanukkah. My is Hanukkah. Mem Aleph Yud, that's the secret of Hanukkah. My Hanukkah. My Hanukkah. That is Hanukkah. What's my? Perhaps we could suggest that my is Rashi Tevos Me'ashpos Yarim Evyon. Me'ashpos Yarim Evyon. That from the dirt, the Evyon was lifted up. Now we know from Tosfos and Shabbos Daf Chaf Aleph that literally the Pach Shemen was found Nitman Bekarka, buried in the dirt. How they knew to dig in the dirt is a good question, but they found the Pach Shemen buried in the dirt. This Indian of Me'ashpos Yarim Evyon has other Hanukkah connections. Not for now. Mekimi Me'ofar Dal, to take literally, Me'ofar, to take out of the dirt. The Pach Shemen, Me'ashpos Yarim Evyon is Rosh Tevos Mai, Mem Aleph Yud. Me'ashpos Yarim Evyon. What'd you say?
Me'ashpos Yarim Evyon.
Yeah, you see it?
Yeah,
Mem Aleph and Yud. That's my Hanukkah. The secret of Hanukkah is Me'ashpos Yarim Evyon. Me'ashpos, literally from the garbage heaps, Yarim was lifted up, Ram, was lifted up to Evyon. But I want to try to explain it as follows. What does the word Av mean? If you look in the Pachad Yitzchak on Hanukkah, Maimer Dalid, he says that the Yavanim very much were attacking the Yerusha of the Avos. The Avos, Av Yitzchak and Yaakov. But Avos means something else. The Yerusha that we have from the Avos, what does the word Av mean, besides father? The Yavanim were attacking the Avos. It brings us full circle. The word Av means Ratzon. The word Av means Ratzon. Where do you see that? I gave you the first two examples that came to mind. By Paro, it says in Surah 16, Vayechazek Hashem b'slave Paro v'lo Ava l'shalcha. Hashem hardened Paro's heart and he didn't desire, he didn't have a Ratzon. There was no nefesh, there was no Ratzon. There was no desire to send them out. Or how about when Moshe rebukes Klal Yisrael at the beginning of Chumash Devarim? V'lo avisam lalos. You claim you couldn't go to Eretz Yisrael because of the giants there. Moshe calls their bluff, and he calls out the Meraglim, and he calls out Klal Yisrael, and he says, you didn't want lo avisam lalos. You didn't want to go up. We have it by Yibum, right? By Yibum it says, if the Yavam doesn't want lo yaveh, if he doesn't want to marry her. So Aleph Beis, the Shorash Aleph Beis, Av and Ava, as it's used here, Avisem, means to want. Me'ashpos Yarm Evyon, the Avodah of Chanukah, is to take our Ratzon, our Av, to lift it up out of the garbage dumps. That sometimes our Av, our Ratzon, has fallen into the garbage. And the Avodah of Chanukah is to once again, to assert ourselves, and to have a Ratzon, so much so that our Ratzon conquers Yavan. That's what the word Evyon means. Look at the word Evyon. Evyon is Av in front of Yavan. To put the Av in front of Yavan.
Oh boy.
To put the Ratzon of a Jew, which is sometimes trampled and lying in the garbage dumps, to once again to lift it up, to put the Av in front of Yavan. To restore a proper order. That my Ratzon comes before the Ratzon of the Yavan. And that's why every night when we stand by our menorah, we make the bracha, Sha'asa nisim la'avoseinu. What we're saying on a deeper level is not only you made miracles for our forefathers, but what? You made a miracle with our ratzon on Hanukkah. La'avira mechuke ritzonecha. The Yavana wanted to take away our bechira chafshis. The Yavana wanted us to not feel that we have a chelak in Torah. They wanted us to dwell in that darkness of confusion. Like the Chiddush HaRim said, the way that the handful of Jews defeated such a big army is because they had a ratzon. At the very least, they had a ratzon. If you have a ratzon, you can achieve anything. Lo chasachta, you can conquer any choshech, any mania, any blockage in the world. When you say tonight by your menorah, you say, Sha'asa nisim lavaseinu, b'machavein this year. Sha'asa nisim lavaseinu, Hashem, you did miracles for my ratzon. I was living in a world where there were so many other opinions and ways trying to impose its way upon me. Shasa Nisan Lavasena and I was Makayim, the miracle. What does the word Nes mean? Nes means to lift up. I lifted up. Me'ashpas Yaram Evyon, my Chanukah, the secret of Chanukah, to lift my Ratzon out of the garbage dumps, to remind myself that my Ratzon, my Nefesh, my essential self, Ner Psila Shemen, can only be expressed by a Jew who believes in himself and understands he has a chelek in Torah. And I'll just end with a little remez that I saw that Rav Shor brings in his Alekach Valibov in the Tavshanayin Dalit volume on Chanukah. He says, Ner Chanukah is Gematria 339, Ner is 250, Chanukah is 89. If you add the seven letters, Ner Chanukah is Begematria Ratzon. So when you stand by the menorah and you say this bracha, and you think, my Chanukah, and you recite, Bimei Matisyahu, that they came, La'avir Mechukei Ritzonecha, and you think, Ner Psila Shem, and his Nefesh, and Nefesh means Ratzon, right? And Yevanim Archoshech, and the Jews who didn't have a Ratzon got stuck in Mitzrayim forever. So now we have what to think about. Mirtz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us to retrieve our Ratzon from the dirt. The same way the Pach Shemen was lifted up, literally out of the dirt. Dug up out of the dirt. And may Ashbos Yaram everyone, we should sit once again with the Melech HaMashiach from here, Amen.